to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Show for Backlash here on rantemradio.com. And I know there's a lot people want to talk about, so if you want to reach me on Skype, just dial in SilverSurfer_forever, and you can talk about this pay-per-view that just ended a few minutes ago. I already have on the line Doom, what's up?
What's going on?
And the hits starting to come in. We're getting Tony. I think Mr. Hightower will be calling in. Tony, I know you were feeling like a pig.
Is this the Jinder Mahal celebration?
Yes, sir.
You gonna dedicate
Hall appreciation tonight?
You gonna dedicate Tuesday to Jinder?
That's right. AA, if you're listening, Tuesday night will be Jinder Mahal appreciation night. And tomorrow night on the
Curry
sports
chicken.
Report is gonna be Avery Bradley appreciation night.
Yes, sir.
Back boy, happy days are here again.
my question, Tony C, who was guarding LeBron James tonight? It was JJ Barrera.
come on, that's for tomorrow.
Hey, we got bigger fish to fry tonight.
Yeah. No, man. We got to talk about a new world champion here.
We got to talk about one of the greatest WWE champions of all time. Take that, CM Punk.
Yeah.
And we got Mr. Hightower on the line. What's up, Mr. Hightower?
Mr. Hightower, if you ain't bring no Slurpee to the celebration.
Or Curry Chicken, we don't need you up in here.
Or Big Hope, or some of them 5 for 10 wings. And 10 for 5 wings.
Or 2 big bites.
That's right. Celebration tonight. I feel good. I ain't felt this good since I popped that pill earlier this morning. Hey, let's go. Oh,
the Rahaja.
Jinder Mahal is your new World Wrestling Federation champion.
Yeah, so people, it happened. And all the shock faces they showed in the arena, I don't know why. I mean, yeah, it is kind of shocking, but they shouldn't be that shocked.
It's not. They spent all that money on limos and all this stuff, letting them beat AJ Styles clean.
That damn red carpet.
That's right.
You mean the flying carpet.
The Raja.
That was the flying carpet they put down in front of that limo. You didn't see it take off and head towards the ring, did you?
Yep. I ain't felt this good since WrestleMania at about the same time. About 12.
Can you hear me clearly?
A little bit. Yeah, you need to clear up just a little bit more.
Can you hear me now?
You're a little too loud.
Yeah, a little too loud.
Coming in a little too loud. But it's okay.
How about now?
It's Ginger's world.
You still got to tone it down a bit.
Damn.
Ginger Mahal is now the most dominant world champion on the roster right now. Even more dominant than Brock. He should beat Brock. I'm saying it right now.
Better squash, man. Over
Brock Lesnar. Jinder Mahal against Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 34 to unify the title, damn it. Let's do it.
That shows there must be a lot of heat on Randy Orton for him to...
I don't
think it was a thing of putting somebody over. I think
there's
rumor that he's he got some heat backstage, so...
For what?
Tomorrow I'm calling my accountant and I'm buying so much 7-Eleven stock.
Yep.
My head gonna goddamn spin.
You gonna bleed Slurpee?
That's right. Damn, 7-Eleven stock finna go through the roof. Like when Trump became president. This is the world we live in.
You gonna get the Slurpee with the crazy straw?
Yep, in my Jinder Mahal commemorative cup for SummerSlam. Jinder Mahal is main event SummerSlam, baby.
But the sad thing is, we still ain't got a damn black heavyweight champion.
Hey, that's fine. Right, we got a brown one, though. We got a brown one. We might not have had a black one, but we got a brown one, damn it. And Mark Henry, I know you're somewhat crying because you this close.
Outside of the win, how did y'all think the match went?
Oh, it was a good match.
How you thought it was going to be. And especially when he started beating up the damn one Bollywood brother did a damn front with Flip. I was like, damn.
Well, Orton would have to at the Mahal before the bell rang. And that kind of should have gave you an indication how that match was going to go.
I actually like that. They actually showed that there's some continuity instead of them just doing a headlock to start a match off.
That's how heel supposed to win when they're ballet.
Yeah,
they need help. Unless you damn Brock Lesnar, you just need a mouthpiece.
Yep.
Other than that, that's how you supposed to win. Shit, Triple H used to hit people. China hit people in the nuts for him to win.
Or don't forget about Edge now. When he had Lita, he.
Oh, of course. She'll distract the hell out of the referee.
Yeah. Same brothers.
So Jinder Mahal on path to become the greatest WWE champion of all time.
Yep.
His merch is finna fly out the shelves, baby.
He went from 3MB to
world champion.
Dreams.
Never been done before. We'll never see it done again.
Hell yeah. I mean, you know, Heath Slater did win the damn tag belts, but.
From Jabba to World Champion.
He must have cut a deal with Sheba.
Hey. Who can say they did that in WWE? He made WWE history.
Yep.
Going from Jabba to WWE champion. That's what I'm talking about. Dreams can come true. What KG said when they won the title in 2008. Anything's possible.
Well, we got one out of the three championship matches to change hands. You had the tag team championship where Breezango took on the Usos, and Breezango came out dressed in costumes and almost took it away from them. But
they was over in that match, though.
Yeah,
Jinder Mahal winning the title is bigger than Goldberg winning the title. Unseated Goldberg.
Yep.
What happens, Tony? See if he drops it to your boy John Cena.
How'd it don't matter. He sniffed the title. He didn't taste it.
I mean, would you
lose? No, that's the only thing that's gonna happen.
Would you lose your shit then?
Hell yeah! You shouldn't drop it to him.
Once it be Cena clean.
And that's what he needed to do. And show everybody what time it is. No, he don't got to beat him clean. Beat him the same way he beat Orton.
I wanted to beat him clean. Just shut everybody up. So the IWC just explode.
We is not finna make that about. See, you think you slick. You try to make this about Cena tonight. We not finna make it about him. This is about Jake Paul.
I was just trying to get you upset. That's all.
You can't upset us tonight.
Man, you can't, man. How the hell can you upset me tonight? Jinder Mahal is the champion, and the Cavalier lost.
But you still kind of, you don't sound normal. I'm surprised.
How about now?
You got a little electronic in your voice.
It don't matter. As long as you call in to praise Jinder Mahal. Yep. It's Jinder Mahal appreciation party part one. Part two gonna be on Tuesday night.
Yep.
We're gonna talk about how Jinder Mahal finna start this wrecking crew. Yep. Next month he gonna beat Rusev at Money in the Bank. If Rusev wants out a shot.
Yeah, it would be Hill versus Hill, wouldn't it?
No, they might try to put damn Rusev, you know, hook him back up with him, man. You know, Rusev could be his part of his muscle. Oh, get stable going.
Heavy. Huh? It could be his muscle, yeah. Or you let Rusev go after, like, the U.S. title and win it. Oh, man, both of them have titles. Have a 4-2-man power trip. Don't get me crunk. And they just start beating the hell out of everybody. With the Bollywood brothers, come on, man.
I know they get that stable up with them suits, slick back hair, and the shape.
That's
man.
What I'm talking about, man.
Pulling up like a limo.
Looking like an evolution, but with the United Nations evolution.
Yeah.
What? Okay. I know everybody's sitting at home, mad, disappointed, didn't think an Indian deserved a shot. Yep. But this is a bigger upset. What's a bigger upset with this, Mr. High, Dr. Doom, when Balboa beat Creed, or this?
I think when Balboa beat the Russian was a little bit more, you know.
Oh, we didn't see that one coming, huh?
Yeah. You know, he did see
that one coming.
You know, he did kill Apollo Creed, you know.
But I'm saying when Rocky beat Apollo,
yeah,
that second time they fought.
Yeah, you kind of see
it's been
some major. Apollo beat him in the third fight.
When the hell was about in a Rocky 3?
Yeah, you know, ain't nobody knew what happened.
Yeah, but they talked about it in Creed. He told him that that
Jinder Mahal is the face of SmackDown.
He's
right
the face that runs the place.
He's the face to run the play. And you know why he should beat John Cena? I just thought about it. AJ Styles beat John Cena. And who beat John Cena? Who beat AJ Styles? Jinder Mahal. So there you go.
And you it'd be full circle. All them times that damn Cena made 3MB look like bitches. He gets
That's right.
Okay. How about now?
Still sound loud and robotic.
But I'm just saying. Double A, I know you somewhere listening. You said you're going to call in. You need to call in and praise that which is Jinder Mahal. You too, William.
Roll that red carpet out.
That's right. William, I know you hurt that Jinder Mahal did something that CM Punk could never do this year is become WWE champion in CM Punk a long time. We don't care if WWE did it to troll CM Punk fans. We know why they did it. I knew that was going to happen. What's the biggest slap in the face you can get to CM Punk?
Speaking of Punk, was there any chants tonight? I didn't hear any.
I heard one.
Not one.
I heard one. But it was low. It didn't get, you know, it didn't get up there. But how's that taste, Rage? I know you somewhere listening to. Jinder Mahal won the WWE title in CM Punk hometown. He gonna be a better WWE champ than Punk ever was.
Do we need to switch over?
Switch over to go what? SmackDown? I mean the Raw.
Nah, I'm talking about this call.
No. Oh. I'll just add him back in.
Oh yeah. Wake up the hat.
We do got to talk about the rest of the matches real quick. Sensei Nakamura beat Dolph Ziggler in the opening match of the night, which was
you knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did the match live up to the hype?
I didn't even know when it came on, man. I was like, you know, take care, son. I can't, you know, got the phone thing. I thought that at least came on a little bit later. You know what I'm saying? I thought the curtain jerker would have been damn Harper and Rowan. I don't like the placement of that match.
I don't think a lot of people did, but hey.
I thought it was a pretty good match. You know what I'm saying?
Dolph took some shots by Nakamura. Some of those kicks Nakamura put on Dolph. I think Dolph laid out Nakamura with one drop kick. That shit was awesome.
Put some strength on.
He put
some full thrust into that drop kick he gave Nakamura.
Hey, y'all, everybody jumped on damn Randy Orton when he was calling them guys out on the indies, but it's the truth, man. They done killed a whole bunch of finishes. How many super kicks was tonight? About four or five different matches?
Hello? I didn't count.
Yeah, I know it was one in the Owens match. Harper did one. The Usos. In that match, that's four right
damn
there.
Super kicks, just damn.
You know, you only need to do one. You got to tune the band up, though, you know, before you do it.
I know Mr. Hightower somewhere mad because they're using this boy move.
I'm trying to get him in. He's been trying. You did Hightower? Speak up.
Can you hear me?
A little bit.
Now you can hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Sprint.
Shut up. The fucking stupid ass tablet I got. I'm not at the house, so I can't get on the computer.
Oh, y'all, you out at that luau?
Nah, I'm back from Disneyland, but y'all was talking about the Nakamura match.
Did you run into double A down there?
Huh?
Did you run into double A? Oh, that's right. You're in California. That's not.
California, the original Disneyland, not Disney World, Disneyland, the original park.
Nobody goes to Disneyland unless you live in California.
First of all, Disneyland is the original park, anyway.
We know that.
It's the original one. Okay?
Yeah, and it's probably the smallest of the two.
It's the smallest, but it's the best. Everybody from around the world comes to Disneyland, bro.
I think that place is still haunted by Walt Disney's ghost, but don't.
It is.
What, you know it's gonna be haunted by Jinder Mahal ghost? Damn Chicago, damn yep. Austin Arena tonight.
You always gonna remember not when CM Punk left. That was in Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
You never gonna remember that. You don't remember the night Jinder Mahal won the belt.
That's right.
How was the crowd? How was the crowd? Because I only saw like the end of the match.
Oh, the crowd was hot for the match.
And then they was disappointed in the bed. And all the Miz. It was the Miz when the Miz cast in, what, 7 years ago, times about 15,000. It was like, what the f- we just watch? Yeah.
Yep. They almost put that guy to shame at WrestleMania when Undertaker broke the streak. That one black dude sitting in the front, they was almost up to that level.
That's right.
And when the Miz won too.
Yeah.
The reaction when he won.
But that boy killed me. He started looking at his phone. Like, I can't believe this. All my life, this dude was a jobber.
But good booking, though. Awesome. Good booking, what they did with Jinder Mahal.
I love it.
He should have won anyway. It's about time you have somebody different and new as a champion. And it makes sense.
He finna beat John Cena when he come back from shooting this movie.
I don't
movie.
Know about that. Cena and Superman will come back from that.
He beat AJ Styles clean. Why he can't beat John Cena? Please tell me why.
Tony C. You know how John Cena is not about to job out to
he got a job.
You guys forget about it, bro.
He got a job. Didn't James Ellsworth beat John Cena?
Yeah. Right.
Anything is possible, goddamn.
When you bring up old stuff,
he getting in the feeling now. He don't like that.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
You are not.
Yes, I am.
Parade tonight.
No, man, it's Jinder Mahal night.
Mahal.
Yep.
It's the Raja.
It was tomorrow night.
John Cena ain't even do on the first chance against Randy Orton. Beat him. Jinder Mahal. Well, he's 1-0 against Randy Orton right now, undefeated. Nah.
Who you gonna think will go after that championship next? Nakamura?
Nah, they're gonna start lining some baby faces up, man.
Well, Rusev won his title shot, so.
Man, Rusev's gonna take the match. Rusev's gonna take that US title, man. They finna have that two-man
foreign trip. That's what they need to call it.
The foreign powers.
Two-man foreign trip. Double A, you and William, y'all are despicable human beings. Y'all don't want to call in because the Indian man is the really?
They're racist.
You are. You're about to play the race card, sirs. To the both of you. Phil Ray, I know you're somewhere listening. I know everybody is disappointed, but you at least got to call in and get a man his props. He's your new World Wrestling Federation champion.
The 7-Eleven worker.
Put some respect on his name.
His respect on his name. The 7-Eleven worker won the championship.
That's right. With a tear in his eye. That's right. If the great white hope was Ric Flair. The great Indian Hope, Jinder Mahal, baby.
He's already better than the great Kali.
That's right. Kali couldn't even do. And Kali got a couple title shots.
Kali was champion one time.
He was world heavyweight champion. He wasn't
trash,
world
though.
Champion.
Yeah.
He had just a big gold belt.
Just like Mark Henry was world heavyweight champion. He ain't never been WWE champ.
There has never been a minority WWE champ outside of Rey Mysterio for an hour and a half.
What about The Rock?
That's a minority, though.
No, he ain't.
You're a minority outside of Eddie Guerrero, too. I forgot about Eddie Guerrero.
Damn, how many Samoans in that company? There ain't no minority
what,
in that
what
company.
About Yokozuna?
Again, how many Samoans?
You're a damn Samoan.
Yokozuna was Samoan.
Sorry, that's a minority.
How many Samoans been in that family?
Samoans still count as niggas out here in California.
How many of them been in the company from that one family? Their grandfather, cousins, uncles.
Family business.
What about the fucking Hearts? Y'all, you know, the motherfuckers up in there too.
They're not.
One of them.
That's not.
They didn't have all the Hearts. It was just two of them.
One time they had a whole lot of Hearts in that motherfucker.
No, they just had Davey, Brett, and Owen. They didn't have no Bruce. They didn't have no Smith Hart. They might have showed up on the show to get beat up, but they ain't been.
Davey Ross Smith was there. He was tag teams with Natalya's husband.
Who?
TJ. Yeah, he's a Hart. I'm telling you, he's a fucking
Hart. I'm talking about original Harts. We ain't talking
he's
about.
He still count as a Hart. So put him in there.
David Hart Smith ain't a Hart.
Okay. I'm talking about that first generation. When I'm talking about like The Rock and stuff. They didn't have their whole family. They didn't have Stu Hart. Stu Hart wasn't wrestling on WWF television.
I think Stu Hart wrestled back in the day.
No, why didn't. Are we talking about anybody else outside
legit,
of
just yeah.
Let's get back to you asking me?
Not to do this tonight.
We got other matches to go over real quick. Luke Harper defeated Eric Rowan, which is no shock. I think that was the go to the bathroom match of the night.
That almost put me to sleep, man. I had to wake up.
Kevin Owens defeated AJ Styles via count out, so AJ's will get another shot at the title.
How was that match?
It was good. It was until.
Go ahead.
No, just you knew the shenanigans he was going to do, so that was just.
Did he wrestle in his suit?
Nah.
Okay. And let's see, Sami Zayn defeated Baron Corbin. That was a surprise to me. But Sami Zayn came out on top. So what does that leave Baron Corbin?
He gonna beat his ass down.
He gonna jump on backstage on Tuesday.
Yeah. Unless Baron Corbin is the new Bray Wyatt.
Send Baron Corbin to the minor leagues, but send his ass back to NXT. They need help.
And the Walkerman committee beat Naomi, Charlotte, and Becky Lynch. What is up with these Scottish in their hair? Why did Becky Lynch think that hairstyle she came out with was attractive?
Well, it's probably attracted to the white dudes. It ain't attracted to
I don't know if it has to do with white or black, but well, I mean, what's supposed to be having long hair and a mohawk at the same time?
Somebody will still hit it. Don't matter if it, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't say nobody wouldn't hit it. I'm just saying that hairstyle looked stupid.
Okay. Yeah. Probably to you because you're black.
No, because I'm a person.
All right, sir.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But
somebody
that match that. was a bit better than I thought it was going to be. And it probably would have been better served just to having a one-on-one for the women's belt as opposed to six-woman tag team.
I do got a question. How the hell is Tamina able to wrestle in that damn jacket all the time? Can she take that off?
You leave her alone?
I don't know. I'm being honest right there. Like, damn. How you keep wrestling with a jacket on? Everybody else take the jacket off.
She seem like she'd be hot as hell in that outfit.
Sweating?
I wouldn't mind her sweating, but...
I'm just saying, you know, just... curious. I always see it with that. She'll never take that jacket off unless she want to beat somebody.
You know, every time she disappears and come back, she seems like she put on more and more weight.
She ain't working out.
Somebody end up letting her go in a minute.
They might not. I mean, The Rock may put her in the car and say, hey, you can't let her go. You still got to have her and Nia Jax face off against each other.
Yeah.
The Rock do got pull.
He'll tell Vince he'd do a couple dates if he keep her.
Speaking of The Rock, you know he said he's running in 2020 last night, right?
No, we need to get back to Jinder Mahal.
I'm just saying he picked his running
mate. That's not what I'm talking about.
He picked his running mate and everything. Tom Hanks.
Unless he's going to make Jinder Mahal his running mate, we don't even talk about it, man. This is
you want to talk about Jinder Mahal, then say something.
That's right.
Stop. You don't need to say something different than what you've said over the last half hour. About Jinder Mahal.
That's all we need to say. He is the WWF champion.
How long are you going to be champion?
A year.
Until SummerSlam.
He going to break CM Punk's record, damn it.
That'll be the ultimate.
Not bringing that fucking crybaby back.
No, they going to beat his record.
They going to break his record.
Oh, okay, yeah. Beat his
That'll
record.
That'll be the ultimate.
Shit.
Get back right there. I would love that.
Record there.
It'd be like, you were his shit. Just like what they did the New Day with them.
He need to go over there on Raw and beat Brock Lesnar, too, for that fucking Universal Championship that haven't been defended since WrestleMania.
I'll be fine with that.
Get that shit off of Brock, too.
All the belts. Like, damn, John Cena on that.
He will turn to gold.
That's right.
He will turn to gold like John
Cena. That's right. Be the ultimate champion. I wouldn't be mad at that. I know a lot of people pissed, I know. And that's a shame that they being racist towards the Indian man as the WWF champion. That's
that been held down his whole career.
Whole career.
I don't know, they gonna be hating on him.
I don't know why. Donald Trump pissed in a bit. We have an Indian, Vince, what are you doing? What are you doing, Vince? Donald, I had to do it. I was getting a lot of pressure.
Hey, if he get booed, at least he a heel champ. He'd be over.
Exactly. I like booing. I like this hot dog cousin getting booed in his damn face.
All you gotta do now is get the man a genie, and he'll be good to go.
Yeah, no, Shaq can reprise Shazam, so yeah, there you go.
Oh, man. Will Smith gonna be the new genie in Aladdin, so hell, you bring Will Smith in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Yep.
They're doing a live action in Aladdin.
I slap the shit out of them. Can't nobody do genie.
Oh, he be the closest since Robin Williams ain't here.
Hold on, let's do rest.
Well, if it's just a voice acting role, they do have the guy from the guy who voices Homer Simpson. He did voice the genie in the second Aladdin movie.
Yeah, at least do that. Yeah, come on now, because the original one was Rob Williams. Like, he did a wonderful fucking job.
But he didn't come back. He didn't come back for the sequel.
But the second one and the third one had a good genie too. So
the third one, Robin Williams came back for the third movie.
He did? Okay. Oh yeah, he did.
Jinder Mahal need another valet. It need to be Jafar. He need to have that damn thing.
Nah, we need a bad Arab girl or Indian girl. Get our Princess Jasmine.
They already got one in NXT. I don't know. They let her go. I think. Yeah, they let her go.
Then he should come on Tuesday and rip somebody's heart out like on Temple.
Indiana Jones, yeah.
Yep, that old dude Indiana Jones pulling out hearts. Bring him back.
And the little prince with the damn voodoo doll. Bring him's ass out there too with a Randy Orton. That's what they need to do, bring out the damn voodoo doll, be stabbing Randy Orton.
It's Jinder Mahal Appreciation Night. People call in. Part one, call in and pay homage to that, which is Jinder Mahal.
If you want
to
join me, you can join us on Skype at SilverSurfer_Forever. If you're listening live here on Rant Radio, which probably nobody's listening because Double A's not around. So.
Double A, sir, don't you protest Jinder Mahal Appreciation Night, part one.
Double A's probably on the road trying to keep from crashing. Unless he already.
The after party going to be on Tuesday. And then tomorrow night, we're going to have Avery Bradley Appreciation Night on the Sports Report at 11:15. Join us where we break down how LeBron James shrunk again.
Avery Bradley Appreciation Night. That clutch 3-point.
Yep. So, and tune in tomorrow to Undisputed at 9:30 on FS1 so you can Shannon Sharp make excuses.
Skip.
Yep. I'm plugging everything. You might tune in at 10 on First Take. ESPN. Max Kellerman might have some excuses too. And finally, Nick Wright, I know you out there listening. I'm coming for your ass. I want to meet you somewhere.
LeBron James lost?
Hell yeah, they lost.
Yeah, they lost. 3 points.
It don't matter if it's an inch or a mile.
Lost on last second shot.
They tried to cheat Boston anyway because Al Horford hit a three and they said it was two. He was clearly behind the line.
Well, just game three. LeBron and them going to fucking beat the living shit out of
him. It don't matter. If great.
They beat him without damn
Isaiah Thomas.
Their best player.
Best player.
Bruh.
Just like San Antonio.
They still going to whoop their ass.
It don't matter. Michael Jordan will never lose to anybody without their best player.
Just like fucking the weak ass Warriors beating the shit out of the Spurs.
That's different.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody on the Warriors they call.
Them motherfuckers better win.
Your boy Rage putting up pictures of Jenny. He's on the bandwagon.
That's what I'm talking about. Rageaholic.
Yeah, talking about starting from the bottom, now we here.
That's right. Started from job and now we here. Starting out was a job, but now
but tell you the truth, most of the greats were jobbers starting off.
Well, yeah, we actually
started. John Michaels.
Yeah.
Red Hart.
They weren't jobbers.
Rick Rude was a jobber.
They were both part of tag teams. Man.
No, I'm talking about when they first started. There was
when first started, he was a straight job guy.
When who started?
When Sean first started,
he was not a straight job guy.
Who, Sean?
He wasn't in the EWA.
I'm talking about like when he first came in.
In the AWA.
Jobber. He's a jobber for a hell of years. What are you talking about?
You talking about the AWA?
Ain't talk about AW, talking about before AWA. When he was working the territories.
Yeah.
He was a job guy. He's a low big card guy.
The Great Muda was a jobber before he came out. Whole bunch
Brett
of dudes.
Was a job. I don't too much know about Brett being a jobber. I don't know. But I know Stone Cold was a jobber.
Nope.
Triple H was a jobber too.
The Undertaker. I mean, Mark Holloway was the jobber.
I actually saw a video.
Mark Holloway got a title shot against Lex Luger for the U.S. title and I think the WCW title. I don't know about that one.
Mark Holloway did have promo skills.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
Title shot. I got a new pop.
You are celebrating Jinder Mahal, the Rahaja.
It's the Maharaja.
Whatever.
The new World Wrestling Federation champion. I just want to say that. Jinder Mahal, surfer. I got to let you guys go. I got to go pop a pill.
I would think that because of your happiness, you wouldn't need anything for the pain.
Oh, no. I got to pop another one. I just wanted to hang out with y'all for a bit. Say my piece. Tune in tomorrow for the sports report.
Well, LeBron James. LeBron.
with his 11 points having ass.
It's a slow night for my boy, man.
Nah, damn that. They were talking about
Jordan, he would be the five-minute playoff game where Jordan scored 11 points. And call in tomorrow and tell me about it.
Yep.
And on that note, I'm bidding them fading away like Michael on the block. Boom, I'll talk to you tomorrow, surfer. If you call in, I know you said you was going to defend LeBron, but you can't defend this shit he did tonight. 11 points in the damn playoff game.
Nah, I wouldn't defend what he did last night.
Well, ain't no last night.
I wouldn't defend what he did tonight. I mean, they lost.
We talking about the present now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Soon we're gonna be talking about the present.
Yep.
Hightower, if you able to call in, you call in too. I know you like LeBron too, so I can argue with you.
LeBron is the king, man. King Brian.
He ain't the king tonight.
You know he's the king of the East Coast.
He advocated the throne tonight.
to who? Damn, what was it? Avery Bradley. That was the king tonight.
Well, let's see how he responds on Tuesday.
You don't get into that ass, Mr. Postman.
We still got two more games to go, so. But yeah, I'm gonna hop off, man. I gotta get some sleep.
If everybody hop off, we might as well put an end to the show.
Yeah, put an end to the show.
All right, good night.
Wait, what's the rating? What everybody's rating before y'all start saying good night?
I'll give it a good about an A.
I didn't see it. I'm gonna have to rewatch it, but the ending of it, I give it like a B.
Tony, you left yet? Is he gone?
Yeah, he's out.
He give it an A.
All
right. Yeah, I give it a B+.
So it was better than the Raw.
Oh, leaps and bounds.
Most of their pay per views are better than Raw.
Fucking Raw is boring. Fucking Raw is boring, but I don't even watch it no more.
Good night.
I stopped watching Raw a long fucking time ago. It's just trash. Trash on TV. I'd rather watch something else. But anyways. Call the night, Surfer.
All right, man. I'm gonna try to make that call tomorrow. Well, people, looks like we not doing a 4-hour, but that's okay. Hopefully, you got what you wanted out of this show here on Rant EM Radio. This is the WWE Backlash Post Show, but there's more fine programming coming on tomorrow, and you'll be able to listen to this pre-show, this post-show on a loop. Once it's added by probably tomorrow, if not tonight. Now, as far as the rest of the week, there's shows starting tomorrow at 11:15 is the Sports Report, hosted by William Morgan. Then Tuesday is the doubleheader of shows. 7 p.m., it's the Shining Wizards. And at 9 p.m., it's the Rant. Thursdays is Rant and Wrestling. You get a nice episode of that to listen to. Fridays at 9 is Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rayer. And myself has a show here on Sundays at 5 p.m. called the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. And next week we'll probably get into the season finales of Flash and Arrow and Supergirl and wherever else wants to end this season. And plus whatever news of the week that comes up. So, with that, for Doom, Tony C, and Mr. Hightower, I'm the Surfer. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again soon. Peace out.